Cascadia. Long on content, short on time. I'm Chris Andre.
And I'm Liam Delta.
Can grassroots radio save lives? You bet your robot surgeon it can.
As natural gas prices continue to fall, out-of-state investors continue to push LNG on Coos Bay.
And how far is Istanbul from Seattle? Not far as the tear gas flies.
Portland area weather today, sunny again and a bit warmer with temperatures into the 70s. Tonight, mostly clear inland and cold, temperatures in the 30s. And out in the gorge, a touch of frost on the pumpkin. And then more of the same tomorrow.
And first we go to regional news from around Cascadia. Like most vicious circles, this one has an element of stupidity. Each generation of graduates seems to slip further back into the primordial ooze. Yet qualified teachers can't find jobs in Oregon. And that's because the general public believes that it deserves all manner of goods and services, but should not have to pay taxes for those goods and services. This something-for-nothing stance has doomed the state to a future of coping with the social fallout, when most of the estimated 2,400 newly minted teachers who graduated from Oregon Colleges of Education this year were unable to get hired anywhere in Oregon. You know that our woes run deeper than a bad economy can explain.
In 1969, 41% of children walked and biked to school. Now only about 13% brave suburbia's mean streets. It all adds up to fat, safe children surrounded by fumes from the family tank. Once a year, the doors open and the winds of change blow through in the form of National Walk and Bike to School Day. Schools in the Portland area and across the country will take part in tomorrow's annual event. In Portland, the day is also the kickoff for Safe Routes to School, a push by the city and the Bicycle Transportation Alliance to educate parents and students about the benefits of biking and walking rather than getting a lift.
My next guest is a very unusual case. He has been a guest on Air Cascadia. I've interviewed him in the past. His story is that a number of years ago he's a Canadian citizen. He lives in Winnipeg. He was in Minneapolis for a medical procedure. He was attacked on a Northwest Airlines plane on his way home. He was held by the Minneapolis police for 9 days total. He was offered 5 plea bargains but never considered any as a matter of principle. He never committed any crime. Winnipeg police continually threaten Aaron James and his mother, Linda, and have stated their willingness to support. They've supported the FBI in the case. Aaron James has had his mail, even registered mail, opened. His phone lines have been tapped, as well as his friends and his family's phone lines. In total, 15 kidnapping attempts have been made on him, all of which are documented. They're a matter of public record. They're a matter of police records. Most recent was October 10th of last year. Right now, what's going on is the only thing that's kept this man actually safe is he's prolific on the Internet. He has, and there are many, many sites. Aaron James' story is just one. I'll give you a few more at the end of this brief interview. My guest this morning is Aaron James, and the most extraordinary thing is the left-wing media won't touch his story with a 10-foot pole. I've been laughed at for having him as a guest. Good morning, Aaron.
Chris.
Thank you so much for being with us. Talk a little bit about the most recent assault on you over the Internet.
Well, first, I think I'm going to address the aspect of you being laughed at. Anybody who has that notion can go to hell. That's my first thing that I'm going to say. I'm not going to retract any words. Anyone that thinks this is a conspiracy theory and that the suffering of my mother and my family is a conspiracy can go to hell.
Let's talk about the recent problems you've had
regarding FBI agent Stephen Davis off of my website in order to occlude his involvement. This is the same agent who appears with Ronald Reagan in a 1976 still shot. They have collectively via my ISP and YouTube blocked my hit counts from increasing and blocked my proper access to my online accounts. Our website is called McCainAttacks.blogspot.com because this same FBI agent, Stephen Davis, is the one who threatened my mother's life and mine against John McCain, claiming, whether it's truthfully or not, that he has a very good friendship with John McCain, and sent us an email, of which I had that scanned in on my website, that is carbon copied to McCain, to two FBI agents and the U.S. Attorney's Office.
And this is all documented.
Thank you, Jack.
This is all, Aaron, this is all documented.
This is all documented. Thank you, Jacob.
We can't cast aspersions on other people. We do have documentation of the FBI's involvement. There is a website right now called Truth, which gives a brief summary of your story and a number of personal websites. Are those websites, AaronJamesStory.com, is that still active?
That was destroyed on October the 10th of 2008, shortly after an interview that you and I did in discussing the affiliation of Northwest Airlines with McCain's executive legal counsel.
What about justiceforjamesfamily.blogspot.com?
This is still active for now.
Can you tell listeners what they can do to support your cause? Because the best way to hide, of course,
honestly,
is in plain view.
I don't think most listeners care at this point, because it's been 3.5 years that we've been going through this. And the suffering my mother and family has been squashed, stymied, ignored, and mocked, been made a mockery of. The Arar case is ignored in the United States. His case is very similar to ours in that he was abducted. You can look at the Scott Loper story, a New Jersey police officer.
Aaron, we're completely out of time. We're in a membership drive. So I want to thank you very much for being a guest on Air Cascadia today, and we wish you all the best. Thanks so much. I just want to let listeners know, up to you, draw your own conclusions, try to follow some of those threads. This is an extraordinary story any way you look at it. Aaron James has been through quite an ordeal. And I just want to remind listeners, this could happen to any of us at any time. Our lives could be completely hijacked and taken in very, very unusual directions and down some very deep and twisted rabbit holes.
Solar power is delivering water to cattle on a farm near Arlington, Washington, and keeping the animals and their waste out of a salmon stream. A pump run by a battery and solar panel sends water from Eagle Creek into troughs for 50 cattle belonging to Vernon Beach. Fences keep the cattle out of the creek, which runs into the Stillaguamish River. Beach said the solar panel has been working fine so far, even in cool and cloudy weather, but he's waiting to see how it does in cold weather. The Snohomish Conservation District used a federal grant to set up the system.
Coos Bay's Jody McCaffrey sees Herptown as a place of sand dunes and shorebirds, where the local economy's problems hasn't destroyed the high quality of life, but a group of energy companies, including PG&E Corporation, see Coos Bay as a potential source of fossil fuel and local fools. 5 years ago, energy companies were racing each other to build LNG terminals on the West Coast, but the natural gas market has changed radically since then. Improved technology helped energy companies tap gas that had been locked in shale rock. Domestic production boomed, prices fell, and interest in LNG fizzled. And still, the Coos Bay projects have applied for approval from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and a vote could come as early as the Commission's next meeting later this month.
Just when you thought the water off Newport was safe, Oregon regulators have proposed hitting Pacific Seafood with a $40,000 penalty for wastewater violations at its Pacific Shrimp plant in Newport. Wastewater from the plant on Bay Boulevard exceeded permit limits for suspended solids or oil and grease 5 times in 2008 and 2009. DEQ noted that it issued Pacific Seafood a warning letter for some of the same violations in 2008. The company has a week to appeal the penalty.
Here's a bit on the weather front for Oregonians. Mount Hood is seeing a bit of early snow. Light snow continued to fall this morning above 4,000 feet in the Cascades, and the forecast calls for 1 to 4 inches accumulation by the time it tapers off. Though warmer temperatures mean the white stuff probably won't stay. Still, it could be a sign of things to come. Mount Hood Meadows says its earliest opening on record was October 20th.
An Oregon man has been cited for unlawful possession of a great white shark. The Fish and Wildlife Division of the Oregon State Police seized the 12-foot shark on August 8th at Depot Bay and gave it to the Hatfield Marine Science Center in Newport. Under the state's sport fishing regulation, it's unlawful to possess either great white or basking sharks. Apparently, this isn't common knowledge.
Now we go to a number of international stories, because that's what's happening these days, and it does, in fact, affect all of us. Turkish police used water cannons and pepper spray today to disperse hundreds of demonstrators protesting the annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank in Istanbul. The first day of the meeting, a protester threw a shoe at IMF Managing Director Dominic Strauss-Kahn and ran towards the speaker's platform shouting, IMF, get out, but was blocked by security guards and dragged from the hall. After additional protesters tried to unfurl an anti-IMF banner, the conference was cut short and the hall evacuated.
Tomorrow marks the 8th anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan. There will be anti-war actions in cities and towns throughout the country. 8 long years after the invasion of Afghanistan, the U.S. and its NATO allies are vastly expanding the war, doubling the number of troops. Casualties on both sides are soaring. Resistance to foreign occupation is growing rapidly inside Afghanistan and across the border in Pakistan. The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq cost more than $14 billion a month, $160 billion every year, nearly $1 trillion since the start.
And gold hit a new high of over $1,000 an ounce.
This has been Eric Askadia for Tuesday, October 6, 2009. Engineering is Janet Anderson. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Chris Andre is the producer. I'm Liam Delta.
You're listening to All Natural, Free Range, Non-Syndicated KBOO Radio in Portland, Oregon, 90.7. KBOO.FM on the web. Your support, and your support only, keeps us subverting the dominant paradigm. Thank you so much, members. Welcome new members. Thank you so much for your support.
Coming up next, Flashpoints, Ali Abu Nima and Noam Chomsky on Israel and Palestine.
Thanks for listening. Have a good day, and be sure to make that phone call right now, 503-232-8818, or toll-free, 1-877-500-5266. And don't forget our terrific new website. It's www.kboo.fm. The same letters as the old one, but this one is extraordinarily new and improved. Lots of fun things to look at and places to explore.
That's right, Chris.